Going back to this parable about the sheep, I think all the parables of Jesus have something in them that is not really real, that's not true to reality.
他认为这就是圣经上这些有时候的这些比喻就是不太现实的，就是它只是一种比喻意义。
Like verse 4.
像第四。
If a man has 100 sheep and he loses one of them.
如果一个人有一百只羊，他失去了一只。
That's only 1% loss.
对，他说这就是有一个人迷失了。
I don't think that any shepherd is that concerned about 1% loss.
他就是一百只羊。
But this shepherd is very unusual.
但是这只羊特别不一样。
Because he goes crazy about this one sheep that's lost.
他对这只羊的迷失感到很疯狂。
And he searches until he finds it.
他就一直寻找，直到找到为止。
And I think that represents the unusual care of Jesus, who's the good shepherd.
对，他说最终就耶稣为了这只好的，这只羊会变得好。
Verse 5, he puts the sheep on his shoulders.
对，他把这羊放到他的肩上。
Do you think that sheep like to be carried on shoulders?
他认为这只羊就是有必要放在肩上吗？
The sheep will be kicking.
对呀，羊可能会踢的。
And if you imagine how a man carries a sheep on his shoulders.
如果一个人把那羊放在肩上。
He would be walking like this.
他走路可能就是这种方式走的。
Bent over carrying this thing on his shoulders like this.
就这样走的。
And that's exactly how Jesus carried the cross.
对，耶稣他是背着这十字架，他也是那样走路的。
They put the cross on him, and he carried it like this.
对，他背着十字架这样走。
And so this is a Jesus said this with a reference to his death for us.
对，就说的他在为我们死。
Okay, there's something else unusual about this shepherd. There's something else that's unusual.
对，这一切都有点不寻常。
In verse 6.He doesn't take the sheep back to the fold. He takes the sheep home.
他把这个羊没有放回天父，他带回家了。
And he calls his neighbors and says, "Come to my party because I found my lost sheep and my sheep is here in my house."
他让他的邻居也过来庆贺，就是他已经找到了那只迷失的羊。
That's not what a shepherd would do normally.
就是普通的牧羊者不会这样的。
And probably his friends and his neighbors said, "This shepherd is crazy."
可能有可能他的邻居会说吧，这个牧羊者疯了。
He gets crazy about his one sheep, and then he brings the sheep to his house, and he expects me to come to his house for a party about his sheep.
对，他既然为了这一只迷失的羊啊找到了，让我们参加他的聚会，欢喜。
Just like when we tell people in the world about Jesus, they think we're crazy.
当有可能他告诉 世人的时候，耶稣，然后别人可能会认为他疯狂了，疯了。
So I think what that shows is how important is the individual to Jesus.
这个就是个人，就是对耶稣的。
So you are important. I am important to him.
我们对他都很重要。
And he is searching for us.
他在为我们搜寻我们。
And we might think that God is somehow passive.
上帝可能是积极的。
That he somehow is not that interested in our situation on this earth.
他可能对我们的处境感觉很理解。
But actually he is passionately searching for us.
他一直在去寻找我们，很热心地寻找我们。
So when things go wrong in our lives, when we have difficulties,
当我们在面临困难的时候，
This is Jesus as the good shepherd searching for you and searching for me.
这耶稣正好在搜寻我们，在我们困难的时候。
And every time we turn to God,
每当我们向上帝求助的时候，
there is this huge joy in heaven.
在天上总有欢喜。
This is amazing.
这是很神奇的。
That a man sitting on a train, on a metro.
当人坐上火车或者是地铁的时候。
A woman waiting at a bus stop.
一个妇女等在公交车站。
When they repent.
她忏悔。
Standing there, you say, God, please forgive me for what I did. I want to come back to you.
上帝，请原谅我，我愿意回你。
When they do that, there is this huge party up in heaven, this huge rejoicing in heaven.
他认为在天上也要为这样为他欢喜。
But we don't see that.
我们没有看到这一切。
But this is where faith comes in. We believe that he is there.
这是我们的信心，我们相信。
When he goes on in verse 8,
第八个。
A woman has 10 coins.
一个妇人有十块钱。
And she loses one.
她丢失了一个。
Now you notice that these two parables are kind of parallel. The shepherd who loses one sheep, the woman that loses one coin.
她说这个其实她的丢失羊和她丢失钱都是相等的。她一个是丢失了一只羊，这一个是丢失了一块。
Very often, Jesus tells his parables in pairs.
他耶稣通常他说的这些预言这些东西，他都是那个等同的平行的。
One of them is about a man, and the other is about a woman.
一个他有时候一个说是男人，另外一个就可能是女人。
And I think that shows how he realized the meaning of people when in their culture women just didn't mean anything.
对，他的意思就是有可能就是一种意义，比喻的意义。
So, this woman has 10 coins.
这个妇人有十块钱。
In the first century Palestine.
在当时的巴勒斯坦。
Israel, a woman owned nothing.
妇女她一无所有。
She didn't even own her own body.
只有她自己的身体。
She didn't own her children.
她也没有她的孩子。
It all belonged to her husband or to her father.
这一切都属于她的丈夫或者她的父亲。
But when she got married,
当她结婚了，
she was given 10 coins.
她会就是她结婚的时候，她家人可能见到十块钱。
And they wore them here.
她把它放在额头。
Like a necklace.
或者做成项链。
So that's all that a woman had were 10 coins.
其实她的当时的财产只有十块钱。
She didn't own her body, her clothes, nothing.
其他的一无所有。
So this woman loses one of them.
这个妇人丢失了一块。
This is tragic.
这是一个很悲剧的。
This coin, the woman would think, that's me, that's what I have.
对，这妇人就认为这是她的一切。
It's the only thing that I have.
他唯一所有的。
Now the woman represents Jesus.
这个妇人其实就是指耶稣。
The woman represents Jesus.
妇人就指耶稣。
And that's how important we are to him.
这就是我们说我们对他很重要。
And we struggle with that. We think, no, I don't think I'm so important to him.
我们肯定在内心就挣扎了，我可能对他没有这么重要。
He is busy doing whatever he's doing, and it seems he forgot me.
对，他可能会忙于做其他的事情而忘记了我。
But Paul says that we are all things. We are all things to God and to Jesus.
保罗说我们对他就是一切。
So I don't think that God or Jesus are so busy maybe with other creations or somewhere else.No, we are everything to them.
所以耶稣的跟上帝他们不可能是那么忙，认为我们就是对他不重要。
Just as your children are everything to you.
对，就像你的孩子对你一样重要。
So then, when we get lost,
当我们迷失了
，This is a personal loss to Jesus.
这对耶稣来说可能就是耶稣自己的丢失。
Just like that woman.When she lost the coin, this was a very personal loss.
就像这个妇人，她丢失了一块钱。
It's not like, well, I left my pen here, okay, so I forgot my pen. It's nothing much. She, to lose one of those coins, she lost everything.
他如果他不像他可能丢一个比无所谓，然后这个妇女如果他丢了一块钱可能就丢失了一切。
And so she searches for it until she finds it.
她一直搜寻直到她寻找为止。
And God will never give up with us.
上帝不会就是放弃的。
He will always try to get us back.
他会试图就是找到。
And so you can imagine her joy when she finds it.
你可以想象就是她找到时的欢喜。
Jesus says, verse 10, there is joy amongst the angels when one sinner repents.
对，他说有一个人如果悔改，在神的使者面前也是为他欢喜。
They have a party.
他们会有一个就是庆祝的一样的。
Now, today we're going to do some baptisms.
今天就是他要就是做一些洗礼。
And in heaven,
在天上
，the angels of God are rejoicing.
就神的使者也会欢喜。
Because people are coming back to Jesus.
人类会就是那些人会归入耶稣。
Now we don't see that. We don't see some big smiley face up in the sky.
这些一切我们并没有看到。
But we believe that that joy is really happening.
但是相信这一切会再发生。
That the angels in heaven are talking about us here in this hotel.
对，那些天使他会是那样说的，说这一切的。
It's hard to believe, but it's true.
这些很难相信，但是是正确的。
And it seems to me that true love is very difficult to believe in.
他认为这些感觉很难相信。
Because we all have a very low opinion of ourselves, actually.
我们可能对自己有时有些意见的。
I told you that I lived in Africa, in a little primitive, very primitive village.
这个很原始的村庄。
I was a young guy, maybe 21 years old.
可能21岁的一个人吧。
And I had a friend in England.
他是一个来自英国的一个朋友。
And he came to visit me.
他就是英国的朋友来，就是去来拜访他。
And he fell in love with this girl in the village.
他可能会跟这个人然后恋爱了吧，和跟那个村庄的女孩恋爱了。
But she couldn't believe it.
但是她不怕相信这一切。
I used to tell her, I spoke their language a little bit. I used to tell her, you know, he really, really likes you. He loves you.
她可能会非常喜欢你。
She couldn't believe it.
但是她还是不敢相信。
And we're all a bit like that, that we find it difficult to believe that God or Jesus can love me so much.
就是对耶稣非常爱我们，他敢不敢相信。
I mean, who are we? We're just dust and chemicals and water. We're mainly water, that's who we are.
我们是什么？我们就是有一些，就是一些肉身嘛，就是普通的什么，最终归入泥土的。
And that he there, so far away from me.
对，他远离我们。
Should have so much love for me.
难道他真的这样爱我们吗？
Well, I'm not such a good person. I'm not so righteous. Not so perfect.
对，我也没有那样有正义感，或者是那样完美。
And when we wonder why it is that so few people believe.
为什么有很少有人相信？
I think the real reason why people don't believe in Jesus is because they can't believe that someone could love them that much.
他可能就不敢相信嘛，竟然有人那么爱他。
But the fact is, he has loved us already, because he died for us.
因为耶稣为我们而死。
So it is not as if Jesus said, Duncan, do you want me to suffer for you, die for you, so you can live forever?
就问邓肯他愿不愿意为别人就是受这些承受这一切。
Because I would say, I would have said.No, don't bother. Just give me 70 years. That's fine. Don't go to such trouble for me, please.
他可能会有可能会不愿意吧。
But he took the initiative.
他会采取先发这个那个第一步采取行动的，首先采取行动。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
我们还是罪人，然后耶稣为我们死。
And because of that.
因为这一切
we really have no option but to say yes.
我们没有选择，只能说是的。
Because he has done this. He has already done this for us.
他已经为我们做了这一切。
It's like if somebody makes you a really beautiful present.
就像别人给我们准备的非常就是漂亮的礼物。
Maybe let's say it's our birthday.
可能像就是过生日聚会一样。
And let's say, your friend or your girlfriend or your wife, whatever.Makes you beautiful cake and it's written in icing, Duncan, happy birthday.
可能是你的亲人或者是爱人给你准备那个特别大的蛋糕吧，上面然后写着什么一系列祝福语。
She gives it to me.
然后给了他。
I can't say, nah, I don't want that.
他当然不能说，我不要这一切。
I have to, really, I have to accept it.
他就是没有选择，只有接受。
And so it is with the fact that Jesus died for me.
就是耶稣为他死。
To give me everlasting life.
给他永恒的生命。
I can't say nah, I don't want it.
可能有时候就无法拒绝吧，我不想要。
He did it for me.
他是为他而做的。
So, he loves us and he's searching for us.
他非常爱他，然后搜寻我们。
What's so amazing is that it's.Billions of people on the earth, and he's searching for his people amongst all those people.
我们都是这茫茫人海中的一个。
He's doing so much to try to get people to come to him.
他就是试图让别人都进入他。
But most people don't want to know.
但是其他人并不知道。
I'm too busy.
他们太忙了。
I've got my exams.
我有一些自己的考试。
All these excuses.
或者是其他的理由。
And it's so tragic.
这些是很悲惨。
And so when one person, so like us here, we say, okay, yeah, I believe, I'm very weak, but yes, I want to go your way.
可能我们这里有些人他愿意吧，然后说这些都值得的。
Jesus is so happy.
耶稣很快乐。
Right, let's go to the next story. There was a man who had two sons. Why don't we read this in Chinese? Somebody like to read it? Everybody forgot Chinese? 'Cause you are from village, you can't read. Okay.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来就往他父亲那里去，相离不远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见坐月跳舞的声音， 便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：‘我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。’”哎，不你脑袋多点。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说：‘儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。只要你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。’”
Okay, so this man represents God. And he's got two sons. And the younger one says, "Give me my share of your property."
其中一个儿子说：“父亲，请把你的财产分给我。”
Now, when do you receive your father's property?
他将就是分他的父亲的遗产产业。
After he's dead.
对，这个时候。
So you get your father's property when he's dead, not when he's alive.
得到了他父亲的遗产。
So this son is saying to the father, "I wish you were dead."
对，他的儿子可能对他说，他希望他死去。
And verse 12, the father agrees.
他的儿子，他的父亲同意了。
And he divides the property.
他就把产业分了。
Now, when we're reading the Bible, we're reading the words of God.
当我们阅读圣经时，就阅读了上帝的话。
And every word has meaning.
每一句话都有它的意义。
When you read a human book,
当你阅读人类的书籍
or when we listen to human words,
我们可能听到就是人类的它的一些话语。
There's many wasted words.
有些许呢，可能是一些那些其他的那些话语吧。
But God's word isn't like that.
但上帝的话也可能跟人类的不一样。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
因为他圣经是上帝的话语。
So he divided, that means to split into two.
就是他就是把这个产业分了，就是意思把它分成两份。
And he gave 50% to the older son, 50% to the younger son.
就是小儿子和大儿子各得一份。
But the older son should have inherited more.
但是可能大儿子可能应该多得产业。
Maybe.I don't know, let's say 80% goes to the firstborn and 20% to the younger one.
对，可能他会得到80%或者更多的。
So, the father reacts in a very strange way.
父亲以很奇怪的方式回答。
He doesn't say, "You're so rude, you so hate me, you want me dead, go away, I don't want to see you ever again because you offended me."
就是你希望我死，而且对我这已经冒犯了我。
Instead, he shows grace to this younger son.
相反，他就是给他了恩典。
Now, the Bible uses this word grace a lot.
圣经里经常用到就是恩典这个词。
Grace means basically a gift.
它的就是恩典这个它的最基础的意义就是一个礼物差不多。
Whereby God.Gives you something not because you deserve it.
上帝给您的某些东西，并不一定意味着就是你应得的。
But simply because he wants to be generous.
他可能就希望变得更慷慨。
In Latvian, in Russian, in Polish, in all those Eastern European languages that I know, they don't have a word really for grace.
可能在那些俄语那些国家中，可能就是没有那个恩典那个单词。
do you have in Chinese?
在中文中就没有别的。
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Because it's not the same as just being nice or being kind. It's more radical. The idea is, I will give you something for nothing.
我会无条件的给你的，可能这有点激进吧。
And we don't see that in our lives.
这在我们生命中可能都没有遇见过。
Yeah, America gives money to some poor country, Iraq, Afghanistan, or whatever.
其实像美国给了一些阿富汗或者是其他伊拉克这些国家的钱财。
But it's not a gift, it's not grace, because they expect loyalty.
他们可能美国给他们并不一定，这不一定是恩典吧，可能就需要他们忠诚。
Actually, we love our children, but we actually it's not grace because we expect something back.
我们有时候可能也给我们孩子吧，可能希望得到回报什么。
Whereas God is saying, look, I will give you love, everlasting life, just like that, for nothing.
上帝可能说他会给你们永恒的生命。
If you believe it, you will have it.
如果你有，你可能会得到它。
That's why sometimes the Bible says salvation is a pure gift.
有时候圣经可能说救赎吧，是就是纯洁的礼物。
But other times the Bible says we must do works.
有时候圣经可能说我们需要做工。
And yet, it is by faith, by just believing in God's grace.
就是通过相信是耶稣的恩典。
And yet that's so wonderful that we can't be passive to it.
我们将不可能不仅仅就是一个消极的，就是一个旅行者一样的，就变匆匆忙忙的走过。
But if I really believe in all seriousness that I will live forever and ever and ever.
如果我们认真对待这一切，我们可能会得到永恒的生命。
I can't be passive to that.
我们对待一切也不要太消极。
If God says I give you this for nothing, here you are, and I say thank you and I take it.
耶稣可能给你，然后你就说谢谢。
I can't be passive to that.
对，并没太。
I will want to do something.
我需要做一些其他的事情。
In response to His grace.
对他恩典进行做出一些反应。
Now, you often see that God is kindest to us when we are weak.
当我们就是有病的或者是很弱的时候，上帝会给我们一些。
I notice it when I'm driving.
当他开车的时候
，Sometimes I can be in very, very angry mood, very far from God.
他可能那时候可能心情可能很急躁。
And in that very moment,
在那一刻间
，He saves me from terrible accident.
他让他就是远离了车祸。
It's not like when I'm in a good mood, and I'm driving, praying to God, and thinking about the Bible, and oh, God saved me from an accident. Actually, the other way.
对，他并没有。然后就是他开车的时候，然后在什么向上帝祈祷、阅读圣经时，他的意思，然后就是可能是相反倒过来的，跟他所说的意思倒过来的。
And so this younger son, it's like that. He's so horrible to the father, but the father gives him his special love. All the same.
尽管他的儿子对了父亲感觉很粗鲁，但是他的父亲还给他就是对他很好。
Now, we're reading, as I say, through translation. This is all written in Greek, and we're reading in English and Chinese.
它原文是那个希腊文写的，现在这些都是英语翻译。
It says the younger son quickly gathered all he had, and he gets it into money.
所以他把这一切都收拾起来了。
So he quickly sells his half of the property.
他带着他的就是一半的财产就是出去了。
Now, if you sell a property quickly, you don't get much money for it.
如果我们就是那样任意放荡、浪费钱财。
So the father gives him half of, let's say, the farm.
只给了他一半。
And he quickly sells it.
他很快就把它卖了。
You know what villages are like.
村庄那些东西什么样子，应该能想象到。
Everybody would have been despising the father and the son. They would have all been gossiping.
他们可能就鄙视他们。
So So he goes into the far country and he spends all the money.
去其他的村庄，然后把它给花了。
And he becomes desperate.
他感觉很绝望。
Don't forget he's a Jew.
别忘他这个犹太。
Because Jesus is speaking here to Jews.
耶稣他对这里的犹太说。
So he goes into a Gentile country.
他去那个就是犹太那边他们的那个村庄。
And he has to go and feed pigs.
去然后去那里就是去田地那些。喂猪那些东西的。
And you know Jews have complete complex about pigs.
对犹太他们那个可能文化中对那个猪有很复杂的那些认为吧。
And then he decides that he will go back.
最终他就是还想回去。
And he prepares a speech. Prepares a speech. Verse 18, he says, I will go to my father and I will say this.
他就到他父亲那里就说。
And so he goes to be, he goes back to his father.
回到他父了。
But the father, while he's a long way away, he sees him and he runs towards him.
他的父亲就离他那里很远。
Now, in the, those kind of villages in the Middle East,
可能在中东那些地方像这样的村庄
an old man didn't run publicly.
在就是在公开场合，可能他的父亲不会出现。
In their culture, it's important to be seen to be walking very slowly.
他的可能在那些国家，中东那些国家，他们的就是走路也很慢，手慢脚。
Even today, in parts of the Middle East, that is still the same in the villages.
对，现在就是中东那些国家的村庄可能还是那样的。
That for an old man or older man to be seen running, this is completely disgraceful, actually.
如果你在中东那些国家的村庄里，你看到人就是跑的老人，特别是老人跑的时候，感觉这个特别文雅。
So we see the old man looking out of the window.
当这个他的父亲看到他的时候，从窗户看到他的时候
，and he's hoping, maybe I might just see my son coming.
他就是盼望着他的儿子归来。
And in that, you see the hopefulness of God.
他进了得到了上帝的那个应。
Now, we all go through periods in our lives when we are far away from God.
我们所经过的那个历程中，可能就是离上帝感觉很遥远。
It may be 1 hour.
可能一个小时。
Can be an afternoon.
一个下午或者。
Can be a day. Can be a year.
对，可能是一天或者是一年嘛。
Where for some whatever reason we are far from God.
我们离上帝很远。
Because none of us are so spiritually strong all the time. We're not.
我们不可能就是一直都是感觉就是自己的在精神世界可能会这样的强壮嘛。
But when you start to come back,
当我们回到这一线
God is so happy.
上帝就是很高兴
God is looking, as it were, out of the window, hoping in us.
上帝也在盼望
And there's, well, I don't know, nearly 7 billion people on this earth.
对，这世界上可能有七十亿多人吧
And for each of them, he's looking and hoping.
他都在盼望着
And when we In all our weakness, come to God.
我们有时候就是对上帝可能就感觉自己很弱的时候。
He's so happy.
他很高兴。
And he's going to be so happy when these young ladies are baptized.
如果有人愿意受洗，上帝会很。
So, the other reason why I think he ran.
另外一个就是他认为这个他的父亲跑的原因是
It's because in those villages in the Middle East there is a great thing about shame.
就是在这村庄里认为这是一种就是一个很就是有点惭愧的事
If somebody leaves the village and goes especially to the Gentile country
如果在中东的就是那些国家人如果他离开自己的村庄去其他犹太人的那个领地
people get very angry with them when they come back.
当他回来是那个就是当地中东人，他会很不高兴的。
And there are stories, Jewish stories.
这可能就是犹太的那些他们的故事吧，因为犹太跟那中东他们可能一直冲突，现在就是。
Of the son who goes to the Gentile country, he comes back poor.And the children, the kids in the street, will throw stones at him, will throw dust at him, will tease him, will mock him.
就是如果他从犹太那边的那个地方归来的时候，就是甚至连那个街道上的小孩子可能都向他就是抛掷那些物品东西。
Sometimes I meet today Arabic people. They're from similar culture as Jewish people. I meet Arabic people, maybe in London or.Any city in Western Europe.
在他在西方国家，他也遇见了。
And they are working very bad jobs, or they are illegally there in the country. And I say, why don't you go home?
当可能他就是然后归回到村庄的时候，那些人可能说你为什么回来
？And I will say basically, I can't because I'm ashamed. I am ashamed.
他可能就是感觉到然后很羞愧的回来，可能说了我感觉很羞愧。
And so to go back,
所以我回来了。
Was very difficult.
很艰难。
And the father knew this.
他的父亲也知道，他感觉他很艰难。
So he sees him a long way away and he runs to be with him.
所以当他看见的时候，他很高兴的就是跑向了他。
Because if the father, the old man, was with him, well, there would not be so much problem.
如果他父亲就是跑过去亲近他的时候，可能会不会出现了一些那些问题。
So the father meets him and kisses him.
他的就是连连与他亲嘴。
He doesn't stand there and say, "Now, what happened?" He doesn't demand an explanation.
他也不要他什么，给他什么解释。
The fact he wants to come back.
他只想归来。
Is enough.
他归来就足够了。
And actually, the son never gets to say his prepared speech. The son has prepared this speech, what he's going to tell the father.
对，他的儿子可能就不会自己想编造什么理由来告诉他的父亲。
And he never actually says it.
他什么都没有说。
And so we can take a lesson for our own relationships with people.
可能就是我们与人与人之间的关系可能也有吧。
Because in our society, in the 21st century, people are so bad at relationships.
可能在21世纪，人与人之间的关系很糟糕。
As soon as there's an argument or a disagreement,
可能有争论。
That seems to be the end.
那可能就是意味着就是关系可能就结束了。
And yet, when we perceive that the other party actually wants to come back,
可能我们就是可能感知到，就是其他的人他愿意归来。
We should rejoice.
我们应该欢喜。
Rather than trying to force them to repent and tell us every detail of.What they have done wrong and how bad they are.
也不用期望他忏悔，然后解释他为什么归来这些所有的原因。
Gotta try to treat other people, even if they are not believers, how God treats us.
对，也甚至对就是不相信这样的也应该这样对待，就像上帝对待我们一样。
And. Immediately, the father says, "Let's celebrate."
说我们就是庆祝。
Because my son was lost and he's found.
他的儿子是死而复活。
He's dead and now he's alive.
现在失而又得。
And that's really what happens at baptism.
这就是心里也是跟那个有着类似的意义。
We are dead to sin, but we become alive.
因就是自己而死，然后又因为信仰复活。
We are born again.
得到了新生。
We are born, as we read yesterday, we are born out of the water.
从水中而生。
So this is similar to the first two stories that we read, where the woman loses the coin, she has a party, she celebrates, the man loses the sheep, and he celebrates, and now the father loses the son, but he celebrates when he finds him.
这个比喻就是和前面的说那个富人丢钱和那个迷失的羔羊也是一样的。
But very often, the point, the purpose of the stories or the parables of Jesus is at the end of the parable.
这就是耶稣的最终他的预言和他比这些比喻。
And I think the purpose or the point of this parable is not really about a bad son who repents.
他认为这个就是他的预言并不直接就是意味着就是要忏悔。
I think the point of the parable is more about the attitude of the older son.
他的关键取决于他儿子的态度。
Because he says, I have never disobeyed your commandments, he says, verse 29.
从来没有违背过你的命。
I always, every time I did what you wanted.
我服侍你多年。
Now, I'm sure that wasn't true.
我认为他认为这个是不正确的。
So this older son is like the self-righteous.
这个儿子很自以为是。
And he is angry and he refuses to go into the father's house.
他生气却不肯进去。
And he stays outside in the field.
他在田野中。
So we start reading the parable thinking, oh, this poor father, he lost his son.
说他父亲可能会就是丢失了他的儿子。
But the story ends with the father does lose a son.
但是这个故事他的最终结局是他并没有丢失。
But the son that he loses is the self-righteous one.
但是他的儿子就是是没有了他的就是原先的自以为是。
And so we have a problem accepting other people's repentance.
我们可能就是如果接受就是别人的忏悔，可能有一定的困难吧。
We somehow don't like it that they repent.
我们不喜欢他忏悔。
As I say, that's why you see people are so bad these days at relationships.
这就是为什么现在就是好像人与人之间的关系不太好吧。
Well, I like verse 31. Because the father says to the older son, look, all that is mine is yours.
他就是父对他说他所有的一切也是他儿子的。
Because the father has given up all that is his. He gave half to his younger son and half to the older son.He was left with nothing.
他父亲把所有的一切都给了这个儿子。
And I think that speaks of how God has given everything that He has for us.
他的意思就是，上帝也像就是像父一样，把所有的一切给了我们。
It was as if God died.
如果他死了。
Not that, of course, God did die, because God cannot die.
因为上帝不可能死亡的。
But when Jesus died,
当耶稣死了
，it was.As if, you know, God so felt for the sufferings of Jesus that it was as if he died, not that he did, but it was as if he did.
对，他可能就是感受到耶稣的死，但是上帝是不会死的，耶稣会死的。
And so God has given absolutely everything, all that he has, he's given to us, his children.
对，他将这一切都给了他的孩子。
And we waste it.
我们可能会挥霍掉了。
But in the end,The one who repents will come back.
最终就是那个忏悔他的会回归来的。
And so there are really two types of people in the parables of Jesus.
就这个他这个预言中的人物。
There are the sinners who repent.
就是罪人忏悔。
And there are the arrogant and the self-righteous who think they are very spiritual.
就是还有这些傲慢人，他们的就是精神方面的。
So we have a choice.
我们也有选择。
We either recognize we are serious sinners.
我们应该意识到自己是很严重的罪人。
We've repented.
然后忏悔。
Or we are the self-righteous and the arrogant who end up outside
God's house.
And the problem is, we live in a world that is very sinful. And we tend to think, well, I'm not so bad. I live a better life than all these people around me. I don't get drunk, I don't do drugs, I don't steal, etc. But we have to realize that before God we are serious sinners, and we must compare ourselves not against other people but against the example of Jesus. And that's the only way that we will find true humility. Because humility is so important to God. He says he can only lift us up if first of all we are humble. But we all have quite a high opinion in that sense of ourselves, and we don't like to be humbled. So then God has got us, found us. He's searched for us, he's looked for us, he hopes for us, and we have responded. So you can understand maybe why I so encourage people to be baptized, to accept Jesus, to come home to the Father. Because he's waiting. He's waiting for you. And he's hoping for you. Anyone have any questions or any comments?